Ralph Kermit Winteroth II back with the Ralph Winteroth Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North, and we have Greg Pound out of Florida on child custody, and we have Julia out just temporarily in Virginia in the military, and we're talking about how they take children. They just kidnap children for no reason, and I want to get into some real solutions, but I got a question for Julie. You had made an allegation against your husband as a pedophile. Has he ever been charged with that, or you have any evidence of that? Or,
in fact, you can Google Danny E. Witherspoon, Orange County Court, and you can read what the appellate decision made about him being a pedophile.
And so he was taken to court and charged?
No, he was not. Okay. He was my high school teacher. I'm 31 years old. He's 65. When I was 15, he was my school teacher, and we got married when I was 16. Now, the other five wives before me were also high school students of his, young and underage. My husband has a sick fetish for young, very young girls. You could Google Danny E. Witherspoon, Orange County Courts, and it'll come up, and you can read the appellate decision right there on your screen with the court documents. But no, the school district and social services are not doing anything about him. He's still teaching school in Santa Ana, California, at Valley High School. In fact, he's an Orange County employee, too, just like the judge and the social workers. All their money comes from the same cash coffer. And he's also a 32nd degree Mason. And, you know, I don't know if that has a lot of pull for him, but there's a lot of people in high places who are Masons as well. And he slips through the cracks. But, no, he has not been convicted. But the appellate court did make a decision on him being a pedophile, a sexual predator. And you can view the documents.
So there is some sort of a court case or something then that is out there then.
Right. And see, not only did he take my children to CPS, he's sitting in there in court trying to fight for them now, of all the nerves. Yeah,
wow.
And they're not even recognized. I mean, they recognize he's a pedophile and a sexual predator, but they're actually entertaining the thought of giving my two children, which he's never raised or done anything for in their lives, to him.
Wow.
Yeah, and my
Now, these people that they're in the your children in the foster home, 11 and 13, what did you say their background is?
The man, Jerry Irwin, is in my husband's Masonic Lodge, and they gave my children to this other pedophile, and my daughter had been sexually molested because I read a report that I was not supposed to see.
Wow.
And that's why they do not want me speaking with my children. They do not want my children telling me any negativity going on in the foster home. So they just discontinued visits. And they had the social worker, psychologist recommend that I don't have any contact with my children.
Wow. You know, I've been pounded up here by, no driver's license. And, I got involved. They're pounded on me trying to lock me up for posting stuff on the Internet and providing information up here. But all the things that I'm going through is pale compared to I can't fathom having your children taken away from you when you know it's illegal and unlawful, and then to know that they're doing things to your children that people go to jail for and nobody does anything about it.
They're protecting it. And not only that, I've been in Fort Lee, Virginia since the 5th of October. And 2 days before I left, referee Thomas Fiorello issued a warrant for my arrest. Because I own a firearm, and
Hold on just a second. I hear the music, Julie, and we'll finish your thought here when we come back. So stay tuned. We're talking about child custody and kidnapping, sexual abuse, and pedophilia in America with the support of our, quote, fascist government.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show. We've got another short segment here. Two of them actually before we get to the long one. We're talking about child custody, kidnapping of children. Greg Pound and Julia, that's currently in Virginia. Have you got a copy of the cooperative agreement for Orange County?
For me?
Yes, Julia. Yes.
What do you mean by cooperative agreement?
Okay, here's some substantive issues. To prove conclusively that the judge and these sheriff and these are in cahoots, for money. They're called cooperative agreements. They're mandatory, they're mandated by the federal agencies. And they're a private law contract. And it takes a little calling around, usually the Department of Revenue of California or the Department of Revenue of the county is involved in these, and they're actually contractual arrangements, hard written contracts that shows that the judge is bought and paid for.
Oh, I've heard of something like that. They won't even let me see the files that the social workers type up against me. But it's called the cooperative what did you say again, sir?
They're called cooperative agreements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cooperative agreements. I highly recommend, maybe off the air here, if you give me an email, I'll send you some information. I'll show you what they look like. And I'll show you some of the information because two of the most damning things that you can do with these guys is these are under the statutory authority of Congress. And it says that there's got to be cooperative agreements. And then this is in 45 CFR 302.34. 45 CFR, that's a Code of Federal Regulations, 302.34. And it says there's got to be cooperative agreements with appropriate courts, law enforcement officials, Indian tribes, or tribal organizations. They have to have mandatory contracts, which is a violation of the separation of powers.
Oh, right. No, I did not contract with these people for anything other than the parenting classes and the drug testing.
No, no, you're misunderstanding. The court system in Orange County, the guardian ad litems, the sheriff in Orange County, the state of Alaska, or the state of California, whoever's there, they all have a hard written contracts for performance for money.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
Well, I know, but what I'm telling you is you need to, my suggestion is to get a copy of those, and then you enter them into one of the things that can make available. It's like what Greg has done here is a habeas corpus, add some junk
into it. I've already filed a writ of habeas corpus that was denied. The court, of course, you have to have permission before you submit one. They allowed the submission of it, but they denied it. I was fighting
state
also under the I don't know, my second attorney did that. Then I also was arguing the Hague petition since my children were kidnapped out of Germany where we lived. But yeah, can I finish telling the people about
sure.
my warrant I have for my arrest? Well, since I own a firearm because I am a security guard for my civilian job, the social worker had a premonition, and the children's attorney had a premonition. They said that I might bring the gun to the courthouse or one of my children's visits and harm my children with the gun. I have never done or said or gestured anything like that or even brought a gun near the courthouse. But just because I own a firearm, the judge ordered me to turn my firearm in. There is no authority and cause they can show to act upon this collect restraining order. So I'm not turning in my weapon because I'm a U.S. soldier. I'm an American citizen, and I do not break the law. And I'm not turning – it's not a lawful order. But anyways, they issued a warrant for my arrest. So if I get pulled over or something, I go to jail, and I'll probably get beaten down again.
Wow. Do you have a copy of his order, or did he cite any statute or anything?
No, I sure don't. No, I sure don't. I don't –
Do you normally live in Orange County if you're not going to training?
Actually, I live in Los Angeles County with my brother. I'm pretty much homeless because the – attorneys had taken all my money in fighting this thing, so my brother lets me stay at his house. And, you know, I do my military thing part-time, and I work in a children's hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's amazing. That's what happens. These people become homeless. I mean, here in Florida, it's just, I mean, these people, this one couple that I met when I was standing out in front of the courthouse in Tampa, I mean, they came out, and that's where they were living, was on the street. Because, they took their five kids. And people collapse under that. You come in and you just yank people's kids from them. I mean, it throws them in a spin that just takes them a while to get over. And, you know, it's just, I mean, if they don't have family that's close by who can help them out, give them, I mean, it's going to take a lot. And that's what's happening is there's not enough people who can fight. It's like the state attorney said to me and my wife, said out of all the people we've come against, now this is after 2 years, they said out of all the people we've come against, you guys have lasted the longest. And when you watch the website and you listen to the people, this one woman tells her husband committed suicide through this situation, and you hear what they've done to people. I mean, literally, I mean, it's almost like they're raping people of everything. They're just coming in and just by force taking everything they've got. And people fight for their kids. It just gets to the place where you just keep fighting and fighting. It's like the one lady said, I've run out of money, but I haven't run out of love. And you better, you know, it's going to take the love of Christ to motivate you to keep fighting for your children, because it gets to the place where they separate you from your kids. You don't see them. And it's almost like when you do see them for this 1 hour visit, and for some people it's a month and some people it's 2 hours a month, it's totally, it's tormenting. It's like when you see those kids 1 hour a month or 2 hours a month, and when you leave them, you go through an emotional pain that's so wrenching.
Amen.
When you see your little kids for that 1 hour,
and they cry when you leave.
Oh yeah,
it's so heartbreaking. I can't even deal with it.
You got to go home and get on your knees.
And the social worker is just standing there with a vindictive smirk on her face, ha ha.
Right. It's really sad.
Well, thing that they try to do, and it's really do, they want to push you over the edge so that you'll do something violent, and then you lose.
You've got it.
Yeah, they're trying to make the ends justify the means, and it's supposed to be the means justify the end. That's what they're trying to do.
It's really unbelievable. Like I say, these guys in Florida and from the other, because I'm providing some research material on this, because we've got a real writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum, and if you file that in the right side of the court, the first thing they tried in Greg's case is they said, well, you got the children's name in there, and oh God, we wouldn't want to violate their privacy of the children. Now, you put that against the children who have been kidnapped by people that have no authority. Okay, so then the next thing is, in Greg's case, it was a judicial notice put in, and this was corrected. The names were redacted out to just initials because, God, he wouldn't want to violate some of their procedural stuff. Well, one of
the names were not redacted
that they do
out.
A true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium. That court can't do. So what they do is they said, oh, we're going to put it into what's called a Track 1 in Florida. And you go look at a Track 1. A Track 1 is a 2255, and a 2255, because I've already been down this road, a 2255, their code pleading, turns a writ, which is a mandatory precept to bring the bodies forward, bring the corpus, bring the children forward, and prove the authority, prove what's going on, that you have the authority to incarcerate them and kidnap them. Oh, no, because a 2255 turns into a motion. And the motion has specific federal rules, federal civil rules, that is not in the general civil rules section. It's hidden away, because I've been down this road. They turn it into a motion, and the judge says, oh, motion denied. It's called recasting. That's what they do. They take this in or morph it into something else, because they can't do a true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium. So in Greg's case, everything was refiled to get around their procedural nonsense, because also when the judicial notice was filed, they filed it in as a refiling of the habeas.
Right.
And so the only way to get around this thing is to file it all back in and say, okay, you tyrants down there, this is the true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum. It's all been refiled. You have no procedural stuff. Now get off the pot. It's going to be interesting to see what they do this next week. Now, that's not the end of what needs to be done. I would suggest in your case, Julie, is to get the cooperative agreements, because you have then real evidence to enter into the court that the judges and all of these people, there's more than one cooperative agreement. There'll be several of them. The sheriff will be involved. The court will be involved. The state of California will be involved. They all have their cooperative agreements. And you get copies of those. Now you've got some real evidence. And I would most certainly make available to you this writ of habeas corpus that I provided the research to, and we're going to load test this down in Florida. We also have the writ of quo warranto coming up to challenge their authority, because these guys have no office. You can't fire them. They have no oath. It's all an illusion.
Yeah, there's almost legal recourse against these people.
Well, the reason why they feel so confident is because you can't fire them. They don't work
for
us.
There's no one to go telling them to. There's no checks and balances with us too.
That's right, because they don't work for us. We can't fire them. There's no bond. They have no bond. They just kidnap children. Who's going to do it? They're all in on it. This is like, if you can follow this analogy, this is like getting around and going out and having your ship taken over, and you go to the pirate and you get on the pirate ship and you say, those guys stole my ship. He said, so? What's the problem? They're pirates. That's what we do.
Yeah, it's like the sheep going to the wolf for help. That's all it is.
Well, that's what the writ of quo warranto that is going to be coming up here real shortly is to go file into the federal court. By the way, a true habeas corpus ad subjunctive only costs $5, the common law writ. A true writ of quo warranto costs $5. And I'm going to be providing this information. People want to use it. If you want to go fight, let's go fight. We'll hear the music. We'll be back in just a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Ralph Kermit Winterode back with the Ralph Winterode Show. We got another short segment, then a long segment. We're talking about child custody, the kidnapping of children, and we've got Greg Pound and Julie out that's currently in Virginia. You know, the thing that's hard when I go over here to the Palmer Court and I see these situations is the people want to concentrate on the fact that the judge is not listening to the truth, and that's the truth is important to put forward. But that's not going to beat these guys because these guys don't do truth. You've got to hit them in the pocketbook where the money is or in their authority. I'd like to read you something on the air here. This is the problem, that one of the many problems that's going on in our constitutional republic, which, by the way, has currently been overthrown. It's been gone a long time, ever since the Civil War, actually. And all they've been doing is just gradually... under this illusion, taking away our unalienable rights. Let me read this part here because, see, this is the problem. If we don't have a judiciary, what do we do? If they get you mad and you go pick up a firearm, you go shoot a cop, what the hell's that accomplished? So we got one cop less, or shoot one judge. Hell, there's 10,000 more behind him for the money, or 1,000, 500, 10, I don't know. It's not going to accomplish anything. And that's one of the things that they like to do. I've seen some people up here in Alaska. They try to get this thing because they get tired of the injustice. And now so they're in prison. So not only did they lose their children, they're in jail. because you can't beat these guys like that. I mean, we're in a it's a fascist, communist, totalitarian oligarchy. Its government's been overthrown. I want to read this part here, and this is, I think, about as well said as I've ever seen. And this is says Chief Justice Marshall, in the course of the debates of the Virginia State Convention of 1829-1830, page 616 and 619, used the following strong and frequently quoted language. The judicial department comes home in its effects to every man's fireside. It passes on his property, his reputation, his life, his all. It is not to the last degree important that he should be rendered perfectly and completely independent, with nothing to influence or control him but God and his conscience. I have always thought, from my earliest youth till now, that the greatest scourge an angry heaven ever inflicted upon an ungrateful and a sinning people was an ignorant, a corrupt, or a dependent judiciary. In a very early period of our history, it was said in the words, as true today as they were then, if they, the people, value and wish to preserve their constitution, they ought never to surrender the independence of their judges. And this is O'Donohue, United States, versus United States, 289 U.S., 516, 1933. And that's the problem we find. There's no judges. They're bought and paid for. They're not independent.
Well, we the people are the government, and that's what we need to start understanding, because people are so image controlled to think a different way. But we the people are the government. We outnumber these crooks 10,000 to 1. And there's over 12 million families right now here in America that are victims of Child and Social Services Department. And I just can't believe that, you know, only two or three or four of us has really stood up to do something. We can't do it by ourselves. We all need to stand up together and do something about this. And
well,
let me give you my...
But what we need is the real truth behind the situation, which is conclusive and legal evidence of getting the cooperative agreements. You get a copy of them. Then what we do is we go file in a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum in the other side, and say, look, what these guys are doing over there, they're not an independent judge. They're in it for the money. I want my children back, and I want them now.
Right. You see, it's not – I understand totally. But, see, these courts, it's not a criminal court. Even though they're accusing you of criminal activity, it's a civil matter. Civil matters are over property. And that's where they get away with the, you know, no merits in the case, no proof, no evidence, no cause to show.
Can I ask your race, if you don't seem offended?
Pardon me? Oh, I'm half Ukrainian and half German. I'm
right.
White.
Well, would it shock you to know what the actual core problem to this whole thing is?
No, absolutely not. In fact, most children that sell faster in the adoption agency are white, blonde hair, blue eyes, because they sell quicker.
Let me tell you what the core problem is. The core problem is that after the Civil War, Congress made up something called a citizen of the United States. Now, you had to take an oath to get in the military to be a citizen of the United States. So did I.
That is correct.
Do you know what it is?
The oath I took?
You really know what it is? Pardon?
You're talking about the oath I took?
No, the citizen of the United States. Do you really know what it is? What is a citizen of the United States?
Somebody who is born on this country and you know, you have a birth certificate and a social security number?
Nope. Are you on the internet?
Yes.
Well, get your pencil out. Or you
okay.
Send me an email. I'll see my email. It's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H.
R-A-L-P-H, at?
And it's a Latin word, just belly, J-U-S, and then it's bell, like you ring a bell, B-E-L-L-I.com, justbelly.com.
Okay.
Here is the core problem in America. Oh, I hear the music, so I guess you stay tuned, and we're going to get to the core problem of what the reason why they conceal children, kidnap, and do all sorts of other nefarious things in our constitutional republic. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back for a long segment here, and we're talking about child custody. It's not child custody. We're talking about the kidnapping of children, slave trade in America, supported by our, quote, government, and it can't be our government. It's a fascist, totalitarian, communist oligarchy. Aristocracy. What else can we leave? It's all mixed up. It's not the limited delegation of our inalienable rights that come from our Creator, in which each and every man, woman, and child is equal. That's not what's going on today. It's all an illusion. It's no different than going to a magic show. We're in the land of Oz, and when you pull back the curtain and see what's behind the curtain, it's not a pretty sight. And I have Julie out of that's currently in Virginia, and I have Greg Pound out of Florida, where, and both of them have had their children kidnapped. And I was going to give the true source of the problem. It's like in any crime that's been committed, you look to the common areas to find what is the real, if you will, where lies the true problem. And Julie, like I, when we entered the military, had to take an oath, to enter, and it's you got to be a citizen of the United States. They didn't bother to tell us what that was.
Right.
A citizen of the United States It sounds so deliciously correct. If we had to take an oath to enter the military that says, I want to be Santa Claus, we'd say, no, wait a minute, that just can't be, wouldn't it? We'd just say, I'm not doing this. We all know Santa Claus is a nice thing, and we all know we're supposed to bring gifts at Christmas, but I couldn't swear an oath that I want to be Santa Claus. We would object, wouldn't we?
Right.
We think the Federal Reserve, people think the Federal Reserve is federal. It has nothing to do with our Constitutional Republic.
That is correct. The Constitution
is not a nice name, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We're living in a counterfeit
reality. The civil jurisdiction in the federal courts is called a federal question. Has nothing to do with the Constitutional Republic.
That is absolutely correct.
So it makes it very thin. So the question becomes, what is a citizen of the United States? And anybody on the Internet can go check it out or email me at ralph@justbelly.com. By the way, I have three groups you can join for free, and I have a other group for a donation of $120 a year. I send attachments, and by the way, I could sure use a donation of money. I'm under house arrest basically for about 50 days here, and I don't want to get into that because my ills are, as far as that part of it's not, but boy, I tell you, funds are really needed because we're going to go do battle with these guys. We're going back to the Supreme Court of the United States on my issue. We're going to do the writ of quo warranto and the writ of habeas corpus. We're going to get really serious about this, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get these fascist tyrants exposed. So the question is, what is a citizen of the United States? Well, guess what? After the Civil War, Congress in its great thing didn't want to actually free the Negroes, so they said, hey, would you like to come over here to the plantation that we have in Congress? We're better slave masters. So in 1866, they created a citizen of the United States. It's still found today. You can write this down. It's entitled 42, United States Code, Section 1981.
Hey, that's what I'm filing in federal court, Section 42. I'm filing a 1983 in federal court when I get back to California.
Yeah, do you know what you're asking for? I'm going to tell you in a minute here. Look at Title 42, 1981. Look at Title 42, 1982. Look at Title 42, 1988, and read down in there, and it's on the Internet, and I'll send it to anybody, but it also brings forth the complete revised statutes of 1878 intact, including the Civil Rights Act of 1866 of April. And guess what it says? Congress grants, like now you have children and you granted them certain things, probably maybe an allowance or something, and if they did this, they would get a reward or something. If you're the grantor, you can change the grant at any time. Is that not true?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you allowed your daughter to do the dishes and she made a dollar or 50 cents or allowance, you can change the allowance because you're the grantor. You're the person that grants it. It's a benefit.
Right.
So you can make changes. You can increase it, decrease it, or do away with it. Same thing with Social Security. It's a benefit. They can just do away with it tomorrow, and we're done. Here's what a citizen of the United States. They created a fiction. Does not exist. The courts have ruled it doesn't exist. Would you like to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens? Is that shocking?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
we're
it says.
And slaves to the U.S. debt. I know that. Our money means nothing. Our money is nothing but a debt slip on top of a debt slip because real currency is silver and gold.
Well, of course it is, because the bottom line is if I have a $50 gold piece and I have a $50 bill and one won't buy the other, then we have a problem with the, quote, the definition of what a dollar is, don't we?
Yep.
So anyway, getting back to what a citizen of the United States is, it has the same effect if you made up Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's a counterfeit reality.
Delicious.
That's all it is.
But the thing is, this citizen of the United States, Congress said, we're going to create a fiction in law of which we will have 100% control because we're granting it. And you can have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. You can sue and be sued. You can enter into contracts. You can own personal and private property, the same as those white guys over there, those white citizens. Is that not like a racist statement?
Oh, yeah. That, you know, we're living in a counterfeit reality. That's exactly what we're living in.
Well, the problem is people can't put their mind around it. They think a citizen of the United States is a good thing.
Well, because we're so image trained from the way our public schools and everything brought us up, we're image trained.
Do you know what Congress also said about a citizen of the United States? It said when this is in Babcock versus United States, it said when we created these rights in individuals which are citizens of the United States, we can withhold all remedies and all courts of law. That's a holding of the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court said, if y'all are so damn ignorant out there that you want to step into the land of Oz and become a citizen of the United States where Congress is the script writer, they control you in this world. And in this world, they can take your children at will. They can deny all courts. They can put them with pedophiles. They can every week they'll come around and they're going to demand money just like the mafia. It's protection money. You have to give this fictitious world that you live in, you have to give money every week. And if you don't do it, why, then we may come for your property or we'll get around and we'll put you in jail. Because your conduct isn't what we want. We want a compliant, complacent, cradle-to-grave populace.
Mm-hmm.
And don't complain. If we take your children, well, we need a few for over there for the pedophiles. It's not a big issue. You're supposed to just turn them over and don't fight. No big deal.
Yep, exactly.
And then if you fight, what they do is, now what they've done is they've gotten rid of all the courts of law. Then they have the attorneys, which are bound by professional code of conduct, that they really can't fight the battle, because
right,
if they do, they just bar them.
Yeah, they're court officers. They have to protect the court. You cannot serve two masters at once. So
you take a
third-class seat to the bar members, British accreditation.
Do you know what the Alaska Bar says that the attorneys serve? They serve three. They serve the client. They are officers of the court. They serve the court. And the third option is, and they're supposed to make a good living at it.
Oh, yeah.
They have three masters.
A bar card is not a license to practice law. Like, when you pull out your driver's license, it says driver's license, not driver's club or driver's association. Well, if you ask any lawyer to show you their license to practice law, they'll pull out a bar card. That is nothing but a club they belong to if they pay their dues. It is not a license to practice law. They abolished that in 1951, I believe.
Yeah, in Alaska, they don't have any, we don't have any attorneys or counselors of law up here either, and that's one of the issues we're dealing with. But see, they don't like people to challenge them. And see, this is what the writ of quo warranto does, because would it shock you that, you know, that in Alaska, there is not one public officer that has an oath of office. First of all, he has no office, but he has no oath of office as a public officer to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. There's not one person in all of Alaska can get 41 little words right that's in the Constitution of the state of Alaska, which is a great fascist document, but they can't even do 41 little words as a public officer. Now, they can all do it as employees.
Wow.
And an employee is a flunky. It's just like in the military. Who's in charge? Do you think the officer's in charge, or do you think the enlisted guy down at the bottom's in charge?
Oh, it's the officers.
Well, of course. He's the guy that gets to make decisions. That's the same thing in the Constitutional Republic. Only public officers have the authority for discretion, not flunkies called employees. They're all employees. They all have I-9s to sign up to be employees. Every one of these guys in the state of Alaska has to sign an employee affidavit to get paid. Every federal, quote, judge has to sign a Form 61, which most people have never heard or seen of. They're all employees under their own signature. They have no power.
Right. They assume authority that they don't have. That's the whole problem here. They don't follow the law. They even break their own so-called welfare and institutions code laws that, they're supposed to abide by. You know, there's no checks and balances with these people, and there's no one you can run to and tell on them because, you know, it's dictatorship.
That's what it is. It's no different than being in Germany under Hitler.
Yeah, this is Nazi America. Wake up, people. We're in the middle of a CPS Holocaust, and we need to do something about this.
Well, that's why, but it takes knowledge to understand it. But most people can't even get their head around a citizen of the United States. Oh, that's such a damn good thing. And I got to be that under the penalties of perjury. You know, it's a Class B felony to swear. In Alaska, you have to swear you're a citizen of the United States. And then when I went to trial, I asked these people, okay, so what did you just swear to? Because every one of these trials demands to be a citizen of the United States, and none of them knew.
Wow.
They don't even know what the hell they swore to. That's how ignorant they've dumbed down the populace. And what we're doing, and I was listening to Ian Putnam last night, and they had Alex Jones on, and I would agree. What we have is we have the elitists that are highly educated, great wordsmithers, and then what they're doing, they are dumbing down America to where all they want to do is see their football games or snow machines or motorcycles and have their little toys and be homos or whatever it is that turns them on. And the hell with freedom. Hell with liberty. Liberty's too much work. I want to be taken care of from the cradle to the grave.
Right. It's called image training. That's exactly what they're doing. And see, it's every citizen's responsibility to educate themselves on the law, because these people are not going to tell you what your rights are. And trust me, these legal terms they use have double meanings to them. Their hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Well, do you think in the military, if you went up to some people that are black or Latino or China, wait a minute, what color, say, hey, would you like to have the same rights as a white citizen like me? Do you think that race, do you think that would cause a problem?
Oh, yeah. It sure
well,
would.
Well, guess what? That's what these congressmen and senators and representatives are doing. The NAACP is sitting silently on this. Do you think they don't know? You think Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton doesn't know this?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Of course they know it. You think old Ted Kennedy back there and old Hillary Clinton? God, what an interesting woman that is, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's a real piece of work right there.
It boggles the mind because the truth is so shocking. People can't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand the core issues. You go into that court, you've already determined that justice has nothing to do with it.
Exactly. You know, and see, that's what I've lived in Europe for 6 years, and I don't understand why the American people would rather sit back and believe lies other than the cold, hard truth. You know, our media is very censored here. In Europe, it is not. And I like the mentality in Europe because people are straightforward with you. The people here, they don't want to get involved. They're scared, and they would rather believe lies and, you know, be undermined.
Do they have this child custody type of kidnapping going on in Germany?
No, but they do in England.
They do in Great Britain.
In
England, huh?
And they have it going on in China too. But other countries are catching on quick because they've figured out a new way to make money and plunder at the same time. So the easiest way is to steal your children and sell them on the black market, just like here. But other countries are starting to catch on and imitate us, our great nation, of doing this criminal act.
So the bottom line is what they do, the people, just like Greg Fountain and yourself, what they do is they steal children. It's kidnapping. We put them on the slave market. Then the attorneys drain you dry, so you end up basically on the streets without any money, no means to fight.
That is
and
correct.
They've satisfied the pedophiles and the homos and the people that like to beat on them.
Sodomites,
and God knows,
yeah.
Because they have their needs. What a way to undo a constitutional republic, a moral society. We're going to owe an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon.
Oh, I'm pretty sure of it, you know. I mean, they're scrapping families, like, left and right. I mean, we are in the middle of a CPS Holocaust. It is unbelievable. We need to do something about it with the legislative. We need to kill the Walter Mondale Act.
Do you think, do you see a lot of this, that they're taking children of people that are in the military?
Yes. In fact, about 6 months ago, they had a big thing on CNN about soldiers getting deployed to Iraq, and the state is trying to take custody of the children. Yes, it is starting to happen more and more to military personnel than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there was one lieutenant whose husband kind of did the same thing as mine over a child support issue, and There's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of soldiers getting their children stolen by CPS, but I guess right now not enough to make a big issue, but the media won't cover it if it's so, because, you know, I've been looking high and low for other military personnel. But yeah, the media is very, it's a political cold potato. They won't touch it with a 100-foot pole.
Well, because they're all in on it, and the bottom line is that's a political issue that if it ever got out in the open, hopefully there's a few people out there that still take these criminals to task.
Exactly. These are nothing but criminals and terrorists working right here in our so-called judicial system, and we the people have let this slide over the years since 1974, the Walter Mondale Act. The numbers are increasing rapidly every year about CPS stealing children. And, you know, every month the numbers increase. And you can look it up with the statistics on the Internet.
But, you know, let me put this to you. Now, you've agreed to abide by this because you're a registered voter. You said you want to be a citizen of the United States. You wanted to have Congress in charge of your life. You wanted to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. They're saying, well, you signed up for it, so what's the problem?
I don't even bother to vote. Right.
Yeah, okay, I hear the music. We've got one more short segment, and we'll be back, and stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, this is Ralph Permit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, the truth seeker of the far north. We've got Julie on, and Greg, we've got just a very limited amount of time. Each one of you want to, I'll give you a minute or two here to make a closing statement before we go off the air.
Okay. Let me give everybody my phone number, and if you have any problems, you know, call me and we can see if we can build a coalition. My phone number is area code 626-817-1441. That is 626-817-1441. And there's also a very good website besides Greg's. Another, it's called ACTNOWINC.net. And Mr. Larry Henshaw owns that website, and his number's at the bottom of each page. He's been fighting CPS for 25 years. And feel free to give me or him a call. And, please, America, let's do something about this. Stand up. And God bless everybody.
Well, we thank you for your service in the military. Greg, you want to go ahead and you got your comments closing?
Ruff, I'd just like to say what's gotten me through this in the past 3 years of watching what it's done to my children, my wife, and it's been the grace of God, and it's been through the strength of Jesus Christ that I've been able to fight for 3 years. And so I just want to encourage people that Psalm 65:2 says, "O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come." If I didn't have a place to go where I could find protection, my flesh would have left me. I'd either be in prison or in debt. I mean, that's the two options I had: either death or prison. And there was another way, and it was called going to the Lord God and asking Him for the power and the grace to go through whatever it takes in order to see righteousness come about through what's happening in this situation. And I believe that truth is going to prevail, and I believe righteousness is going to prevail because of the grace of God.
Well, I would suggest that people that want to fight, it's ralph@justbelly.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, and we have a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum. Greg was filed down in Florida, and the next thing is the writ of quo warranto to fire these suckers, and the next one is a tort action to get these guys into court. We need to get this information out, and like I say, you can email me, and I can give you what the cooperative agreements look like. They're true contracts. So you have conclusive and legal evidence that it's all a ruse. They do not disclose this in those courts. These guys are bought and paid for. Totally unconstitutional. And we're going to keep upping the ante on this and getting the information out until we get people's children back and we get these guys exposed, get them into a court of law. We're lawfully and peacefully proceeding with as actively as we can to get them in jail. I want them in jail. I'm a get-even kind of guy. I'm sorry. I'm David, and I'm going to keep pounding on Goliath until I hit him where it hurts.
Amen.
And we're going to get people's children back. We're not surrendering, and people need to get involved. And these people that think they're churchgoers, get off your butt, quit going to church, and learn what's going on. Why aren't these people that are in church involved? I don't know. It boggles the mind. But we're not surrendering, so we're going to keep that at it. And like I say, if you'll email me, I'll give you some information that you need to do, because we need to get the contracts going in and just, we know it's shocking, but going in and telling the truth is irrelevant in those courts, because they don't do truth. They're bought and paid for. And I hear the music going. So anyway, thanks for everybody tuning in. We will be back. And thank you, Julie and Greg, for being on the show.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
And it ain't
you,
over yet.
And God bless you, Greg.
Thank you, Julie. Likewise.
Take care. We'll see you next week.